Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Bloodletter's Daughter, a novel of old Bohemia, by Linda Lafferty, performed by Carrington McDuffie.
To my beloved parents, Fred and Betty Lafferty, who taught their daughters the magic of books. Prologue. Little Julio and the Coded Book of Wonder. Within that awful volume lies the mystery of mysteries. Sir Walter Scott. There was no snow in Prague in February 1599, only freezing rains and a heartless cold that crawled into the marrow, chilling the bones of all Bohemia. From the dense Saxon forests bordering Dresden to the dark mountains of Sumava north of Vienna, to the curing waters of Karlovy Vary in the west, and the wet, pine-studded mountains of the eastern Polish frontier, the cold winter rains lodged in aching joints and spawned melancholy humors, making the weary, mud-splattered Bohemians yearn for a blanket of fresh white snow. Icy raindrops clung to the windows of Pražský hrad, the royal castle towering over the ancient city. Meandering silver fingers of water ran slowly down the glass, distorted by the warp of the thick, uneven crystal. A boy, not more than 13, sat with his head propped in his hands, his elbows resting on either side of an open book. The beige vellum, soft and fragile, was illuminated by a smoking tallow candle on the mahogany table. Even in the early afternoon, the thin gruel of midwinter light entering the windows did not offer enough illumination for the boy to read. As if anyone could ever read this book. The boy who gazed so hungrily at the book had honey-toned hair that grew in unruly waves. He pushed his hair out of his blue-green eyes, eyes the color of the North Adriatic Sea. Julio studied his precious book in his mother's apartments, for the royal nursery was far too noisy for a boy of such an intense nature. That morning he had begged and wheedled his grandfather, Jacopo Strada, curator of the king's vast collection of curiosities, into lending him this priceless book of indecipherable code and mysterious origins. He pushed his disobedient hair back again and bent low over the strange, colorful illustrations. Julio particularly liked the pictures of bathmaids, the naked women in tubs of green water. His mother teased him that he was becoming a man, and their white breasts were what attracted him.
It is only natural, Julio.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?